Hello, and welcome to the GovSat Report Radio, where we discuss the trends, technologies, and policies impacting the commercial satellite industry today. My name is Ryan Traden, and I'm the executive editor of the GovSat Report. And today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, the Air Force's Joint Space Operations Center, or JSPOC, and its commercial integration cell. If you're not familiar with what that is, don't worry. Our guests today are experts when it comes to the JSPOC, and they're going to fill you in. In fact, they recently returned from visiting it. So let me introduce them to you now. First, we have Todd Gossett. Todd is the Senior Director of Hosted Payloads at SES Government Solutions. He's also joined by Jeff Rollison, who's the Vice President of Government Affairs, also at SESGS. Gentlemen, it's great to have you both on the show, and thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you. We're glad to be on the show today.
And thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you making some time to talk about the CIC.
Oh, for you guys, anytime. So, Todd, for the sake of our listeners who might have no idea on what the Joint Space Operations Center is, what the JSPOC is, can you just tell us a little bit about what it is and why it was created?
Oh, certainly, Ryan. The JSPOC actually started out as an Air Force organization back in the 1990s. It was organized under 14th Air Force, which is the Air Force's command and control organization that oversees all of its space operations. They needed a center to consolidate the command and control of all the satellite constellations, all of the missile warning and space surveillance and space control assets that they have distributed around the world. And the decision was made in the mid-90s to locate that organization at Vandenberg Air Force Base, stand up an operations center to oversee what the military refers to as command and control, basically sending out of operational orders, monitoring the execution of those orders, et cetera, set that up at Vandenberg Air Force Base, basically under Air Force organization. At the time, it was just Air Force only, modeled after the Air Force's Air Operations Center concept, or AOC. In the 2000s, it was decided by the Air Force in coordination with, at the time, U.S. Space Command, or the joint organization overseeing all military space activities in all the services, mostly the Air Force, some in the Navy, and some in the Army, that it would... U.S. Space Command and the nation would be better served by consolidating the command and control into one organization instead of three or four. So at that time, they using the Air Force's space AOC as a basis, it was reorganized as a joint organization underneath United States Strategic Command and a subordinate called JFCC, or Joint Force Component Command for Space, JFCC Space. So the JSPOC, essentially under an AOC structure, but now with Navy, Army personnel, Marines even, and a handful from other nations, other partner nations such as Australia, UK, and Canada, now form an operations center that does command and control for all of the Department of Defense's space capabilities, be it Army satellites, Navy satellites, Air Force satellites, and associated missile warning and space surveillance capabilities. So that's how it came about. Started out as an Air Force organization and evolved into the joint organization that we have today.
Now, the different branches of the military and some of our defense partners aren't the only people who are out there anymore. There is something that's a part of the JSPOC that's their commercial integration cell. So, Jeff, this is some pretty cool stuff. You recently returned from that commercial integration cell, and Todd, I believe you did too, within the JSPOC. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that cell is and why it exists? Why did they invite industry to be part of the JSPOC?
Well, your last point is a critical point. This was an invitation from U.S. government leaders to the commercial industry to integrate back into the JSPOC that Todd just described. And what this It's formulated via a CRADA, and a CRADA is a cooperative research and development agreement between the U.S. government and commercial entities. There are six organizations that were part of the original CRADA that compose the CIC, as it were. That is Digital Globe, Eutelsat America, Inmarsat Government, Intelsat General, Iridium, and of course us as SES Government Solutions. And what that did, after some long negotiations and a long process to figure out how to integrate a commercial side into the JSPOC, is leadership of the JSPOC initiated this CRADA last June. The member organizations all had to sign a varying amount of paperwork to get the right security clearances to make sure that we had the right way to communicate. And then we sent a couple folks that were jointly sourced from those six organizations out to the JSPOC. Those folks then represented the commercial industry and figured out ways, really were sort of breaching new territory, figured out new way to integrate the commercial industry into the U.S. government's Joint Space Operations Center. And what that did is it helped us do a couple things. We figured out how to develop this mutually beneficial relationship to improve resilient space operations. We're able to improve our decision support both to the U.S. government and to commercial leaders. And we're also able to better inform our space catalog. You know, what's out there that the commercial industry is tracking, and what does the U.S. government know? And then define the threat and mitigate threats that affect us all. As you've heard our government leaders talk about recently, space is becoming a contested and congested environment, and we've got to figure out holistically how we better cooperate and communicate between the U.S. government and the commercial entities. I was fortunate enough in recent weeks to represent SESGS at the Schriever War Game. And the commercial cell in that regard was another demonstration of what the CIC has matured into and how that is becoming a fully integrated piece of the government's architecture.
Excellent. Now, the CIC, in typical military fashion, we always want to try something first before we, you know, really embrace it. So far, the CIC has been a pilot program, and that pilot program recently came to an end. So, Todd, do you feel that the CIC pilot was a success, and what benefits do you think the military gained from the deployment of the CIC? You know, what kind of results did they get from it?
Yes, Ryan, indeed, the commercial integration cell was a rousing success. It was really the first time we've ever had commercial company representatives, those who own and operate satellite programs used by the Department of Defense, on the floor of the JSPOC. We had sometimes one, sometimes two, and sometimes even more than that if it was an exercise we were working on, integrated with the day-to-day operations of the JSPOC, attending the same meetings as the military members, working on the same courses of action as the military members, and acting as a conduit of information both to the commercial members of this CRADA 6 Jeff referred to, and then from those CRADA 6 members back into the JSPOC, responding with specific information, specific queries, just for a whole variety of functions that the JSPOC was working on. Besides the physical presence working day-to-day operations, the members of the CIC were able to work closely with members of the JSPOC to further how industry and how the members of the CRADA 6 and the members of the JSPOC share space situational awareness data, how we can better exchange information to produce better conjunction assessments. That's when two satellites may come into close proximity of one another, how we can better coordinate and resolve electromagnetic interference events. The industry provides a lot of commercial satellite bandwidth, communications bandwidth, to Department of Defense users. There have been a couple of instances during the pilot program and in actually the post-pilot program timeframe in which the CIC has helped resolve some interference events, really providing a unique resource to tap in that previously didn't exist. Additionally, like Jeff alluded to, we've had a chance to exercise above and beyond the normal and the day-to-day operations of the CIC in conjunction with the JSPOC. A couple of exercises, Global Lightning 16 and Global Thunder 16, where inputs stressed the system, so to speak, allowed the CIC to develop some concepts of how it would work with the JSPOC in areas that really go beyond the day-to-day in a crisis situation as the military is posturing its assets for war. What is the commercial corollary to that? We've had to sort through and figure out a lot of things that we previously haven't had to think about before in industry. And not that we have all the answers. There still is a lot of work yet to be done in figuring out that integration and the processes and procedures involved in warfighting our commercial assets or supporting the military in its warfighting operations. Work to be done yet, and we'll continue to work that with the JSPOC and CIC and flesh out concepts to provide them viable options in the event that they, you know, extend beyond the normal day-to-day into crisis operations.
It's exciting that you guys were able to work together to avoid some of those interference events already. And I guess that, you know, it makes sense with what happened next, right? So the pilot program ends, and I think it was just a few short weeks ago, the Air Force announced that it's going to extend the CIC program. So, Jeff, I'll toss this over to you. Why do you feel like the program was extended? Yeah, how do you feel like the program will evolve and change moving forward? So I have to assume that, you know, based on the pilot, there were some lessons learned, some best practices identified. So, yeah, how do you think that's going to shape the program from here on out?
Well, I think that's a logical question. Is, you know, you start with a test and then you develop and integrate it further. And where this is going, we were happy to see that the Air Force is going to take the pilot program moniker off of it, if you will, and start putting the rigor into figuring out how to fully integrate the commercial equities that are now integrated into the commercial integration cell and how to integrate them on a long-term, sustainable basis as we go forward. And, you know, why it was extended, I think it's mutually beneficial. We all learn from our varying levels of capability. And as we learn and mature our processes, there's a benefit to having that information and sharing that information and being able to leverage some of the equities that may be stronger on the commercial side versus those that are stronger on the government side. So I think that mutual benefit is really the core reason that the CIC is being extended. As we go forward, you know, we're going to have to look at, and I know the government is considering, have we got all of the requisite representation from the commercial side that will help us create a fully formed and, you know, complete commercial integration cell? Do we have elements that are missing from the original CRADA 6? So I would imagine that we're going to start pursuing and investigating how we expand it and how we further integrate those roles and responsibilities, further integrate that communication, and further integrate those authorities that come with operating in combined airspace, if you will. It's an exciting time, and SESGS is certainly honored to be part of the original group, and we're looking forward to watching the CIC mature over the next few years.
So, I go to a lot of government shows and government satellite conferences and events, satellite events. And, you know, one thing that I've often heard from the satellite industry is, you know, this need to improve the relationship between industry and the government, industry and military, this need for them to work together a little bit more collaboratively. And you know, that's not a one-way street. You know, a lot of these conferences, especially over the past year, I've heard that echoed by the military, senior decision makers, you know, government as well. Hey, you know, we need to improve our relationship. We need to work together a little bit more. So I'd like to toss this question out to the two of you, give you both an opportunity to answer it. You know, what are the long-term effects of the CIC and the extension of the CIC on that relationship between the military and industry? You know, what, how do you see that improving the relationship, you know, now and in the future? How's it going to impact military satellite decisions? And, you know, what other effects do you think that the extension of the CIC will have on that relationship between the military and the satellite industry?
Well, I'd like to take the first stab at that, Ryan. I believe that this having the cell out at Vandenberg that's embedded into the day-to-day operations of the JSPOC really has an immediate benefit in that it exposes the military members who are doing command and control directly to industry, which is something that they quite frankly haven't had in the past. Military, when they buy space services from commercial and it's done on a contractual basis, basically the industry member provides the service, the user uses the service, let's say satellite communications establishes his network, and then from the command and control level, there's little visibility into a key space-based capability that used by the military. So as that, you know, in a crisis situation or something's not working quite right, the relationship in the past has only been between the user and you know, the industry's program manager who's providing that service and maybe some contractual folks in the middle. But now you've extended that to the command and control organization that's responsible for all space operations. It gives them insight into things that may not be going well that they might be able to help fix. Additionally, as space is becoming more of a contested domain, having the visibility into the commercial world through the CIC allows us to better monitor and plan for defensive operations. Just, it's not in the future. It might not be just military satellites that are threatened, you know, with, let's say, jamming and interference or even, you know, kinetic type of attacks. Having the situational awareness provided by a commercial world can help the government, it can help the JSPOC assess and correlate threats that may be taking place over a wide variety of locations on a wide variety of different assets, you know, nearly at the same time. So it helps correlate for, you know, defensive means.
Excellent. And Jeff, I'd like to give you an opportunity to answer the same question if you could.
Well, Todd hit on it. Every conversation that you go to now with senior U.S. policymakers or you know, military members, you hear the term resilient space. Well, this integration is a demonstration of how we operate and learn how to operate to provide resilient effects to the U.S. government. There's a benefit there. This is a mutually beneficial pilot program now to be fully integrated, and where it goes, as you referenced, Ryan, it could better inform how we build out future architectures. It could better inform how we develop and mature our own space policy and how we contribute effects to different campaigns, whether that be a military or a disaster relief campaign or offering effects and services to allied and friendly countries. So the effects of the CIC could really be far-ranging. And it's exciting to be on the ground floor of that, but it's also as exciting to see these real-world effects that Todd was alluding to take shape and take effect of future year budget submissions. And I think that's where this is going. This is going to have far-reaching implications as we go forward.
Excellent. Well, you know, having covered the satellite space specifically as it relates to government for a while now, it seems to me like there's this kind of a change in the way that commercial satellite is viewed. You know, it's going from something that kind of patched holes in a military satellite infrastructure to something that really is a key part of that infrastructure and something that's going to be relied on more and more. And it seems like the CIC and the JSPOC, the integration of commercial into that is a really good step forward in making that happen and making commercial satellite networks a key part of that military satellite infrastructure. So, gentlemen, this was very, very interesting. I definitely learned a lot about the commercial integration cell and the JSPOC in general, and I believe our listeners did as well. I want to thank you both again for being on the program. This was great. It's always a pleasure speaking with both of you. And I would say to our listeners, thank you for joining us. I hope you learned something as well. And check back, because we're going to be back with more episodes of the GovSat Report Radio in the coming weeks.